Welcome to the Sardinian Arts Podcast, hosted by Kelly Mangialacosa. All too often across the world, items are classified as handmade when they really are not. When the term handmade is used to market items that are not made by hand by an artist, many problems arise. And the buyer, the artist, and even the commercial makers of related products suffer. The buyer often pays too much, the artist earns too little, and the commercial makers have difficulty maintaining quality in production in their home area. This has been evident in food as well as textiles across the world. For instance, when you think of cheese you might lightly sprinkle over pasta, do you think of a green can of Parmesan cheese sprinkles, a bag of shredded Parmesan cheese, or a heavy round of solid cheese inscribed Parmigiano Reggiano DOP? The European Union recognizes different classifications of traditional food to make certain we don't equate the green can of mass-produced Parmesan cheese with a round of traditional Parmigiano Reggiano DOP, or DOP, produced in the traditional manner in the cheese-making facilities of the Parma region, or, rarely now, in the farmhouse kitchens of Parma. Ensuring the foods are classified and clearly labeled ensures buyers know what they are purchasing, where it was made, how it was made, and what ingredients the food contains. These factors drive and help the buyer understand the fair price range for the food. Obviously, Parmigiano Reggiano DOP is going to cost more than the green can of cheese, and a round made by Nona in her Parma kitchen will be rarer still, and more costly if she were to sell it in the local market rather than gift it to you. Similarly, to protect purchasers as well as the weavers and economy of Sardinia, it's important that Sardinian textiles are classified accurately with reference to the method and the place in which they are made. There are three textile classifications I use and maintain with Sardinian Arts. Any item I discuss is accurately classified with integrity according to this system. I personally visit weaving studios, power loom shops, and mills to meet owners and verify how textiles are made. I also advocate with weavers and others in Sardinia to adhere to this classification system to ensure the integrity of textiles made in Sardinia and ensure the weavers, producers, and artists of Sardinia are treated with respect and that their items are sold in a fair and sustainable manner. The classifications are handmade, hand-decorated, and mill-made. Handmade textiles are made completely by hand, using looms where all the movements and beading, the compression of each row of woven fibers, are done only by hand or foot and not by a hydraulic, electronic, or computerized loom. Hand-decorated textiles are made by hydraulic, electronic, or computerized looms where all the beading is not done by hand or foot. The weaver stops the mechanized beading of the loom to make pibionis and or add other decoration by hand. Mill-made textiles are made in mills by hydraulic, electronic, and or computerized looms with minimum human involvement. Many similar textiles are produced at the same time on huge looms. All the classifications permit the use of fibers prepared in mills and the use of a sewing machine if the use is to make seams or hems after the weaving is cut from the loom and the seams or hems are not decorative. Fibers prepared by hand without hydraulic, electronic, or computerized tools can be distinguished with the label hand-spun. Yes, there are some weavers who spin and or dye their own fibers, yet the decline of hand weaving over the decades decimated hand spinning, hand dyeing, and even the wool industry, all of which are on the rebound, yet can't currently or practically deliver sheep to spun fibers that are entirely hand curated, even for the relatively small number of hand weavers. This is true in Sardinia and across the world, and being addressed by organizations called Fiber Sheds and others. Topics for additional episodes. As you know, my love is with the handwoven, and I work exclusively with the handweavers. I recognize that the power loom shops and mills of Sardinia produce well-made textiles, yet the price point and markets of commercially made textiles are different. Mill-made textiles are the least expensive to make, and generally what tourists find in shops as well as hotels and restaurants across the island. Power loom shops can create customized items quickly and in duplicate, which pleases interior designers who add their own markup to textiles they sell to clients. The true hand weavers craft their own pieces and occasional custom orders for discerning collectors and those who appreciate and value the time, skill, care, and anima that goes into warping, weaving, beading, and curating the creation of a fine textile. Copyright Kelly Mangialacoza, unless otherwise noted. Music by Ruth Mendelson. See sardinianarts.com/podcasts for more information and reproduction inquiries. Thanks for listening.